Greetings, 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 and salutations, one and all. Welcome, welcome, welcome to a brand new week. Welcome to a brand new month. Right here on the Night Shift with DJ Kevin Stew. How you doing? How you doing? How you doing? I want to say big ups to each and everyone locked in right now. Those on TuneIn Radio, the Night Shift with DJ Kevin Stew. Those hailing from across the pond, One Harmony Radio. Those hailing from Detroit to Denmark and everywhere in between, courtesy of WGLRO, home of the Donnie Walker Morning Show, taking you from the sheets to the streets. Big ups to you. Those on PEMGTV.com, welcome, welcome. And of course, those right here at the home of the Night Shift with DJ Kevin Stew, KevinStew.com. Glad to have you. Couldn't do it without you. You have my word. I wouldn't even try.
Hey, Judy, you ready?
Yeah, man, Pedro, where we going?
A cold, cold place.
Oh, me ready. You ready?
Grab your jacket and let's go.
Tonight, we're taking a little bit of a journey.
Jamaica go everywhere. That you should know. From the heat of the equator to the lands down below. Hop aboard a plane and here we go. To the white continent, the land of ice and snow.
Where the penguins play and the seal them stray.
This courtesy of Judith and Malachi.
Is where you'll find me when the austral summer makes everything warmer. But at 40 degrees, it's too cold, you see. I can't feel my toes or the fingers on my hand, cause I'm from a hot place. I'm Jamaican. Where the penguins play and the seal them stray, the icebergs tall and the snow will fall.
It's called the Penguin Slide.
Let's do the Penguin Slide.
I want to say thanks to Pulse Media Group for sponsoring this segment of the show. When being in a moment is priceless, give them a call. 754-999-6020 or visit them at PEMGTV.com. Pulse Media Group can do everything you see right here on KevinStew.com. They can host your site. They can provide you with streaming services. They can create a website for you. They can give you a channel if that's what you want. And you can do your own broadcast on your own channel.
Down in Antarctica, the southern sea is where you'll find me when the austral.
I want to say thanks to Althea and her healing heavenly hands also. Althea is a licensed massage therapist that comes to you if you're in Broward County, North Miami-Dade, South Palm Beach County.
Hot place.
Just give her a call, 954-655-9000. She comes to you, brings her table. Only requirement is that you get off the table when she's done. I say that because you won't want to believe me. 954-655-9000 gets you in touch, or you can email her at thealater@att.net. Set your appointment. Say you heard about her right here on the Night Shift to DJ Kevin Stew. I want to say big ups to Reggae Global Entertainment also. Thank you very much, Reggae Global.
Sliding to the penguins.
They take care of your music production.
Flightless to the penguins. Slide.
Their event planning, their booking agents. They do tour management.
Where the penguins play.
They do legal contracts, copyrights, publishing, trademarks.
Tall and the snow will fall. Where the wild them meet for the
crew. And of course, GMAT Music Solutions, bringing your event to life. GMAT Music Solutions provides sounds, light, and stage production services, musical equipment, PA systems, audio engineers, DJs, bands, musicians, singers.
There you'll find me when the astral summer makes.
Just call him up. Tell him you heard about him on the night shift to DJ Kevin Stew. I can't even say my own name. 754-307-GMAC. That's 754-307-4622. In the background.
Penguins play on the sea.
It's called the Penguin Slide.
Icebergs tall and the snow will fall.
Down in Antarctica.
Grill them eat.
Real catchy.
The ice floats by on the mountain high. Down in Antarctica.
Where?
Down in Antarctica.
Down there?
Down in Antarctica.
Oh, there.
Down in Antarctica.
I like it.
Oh, Pedro. Watch the penguin sliding through the.
Go to the penguin slide and. We get to go on a little bit of a journey tonight with the creator of the. I want. I really want to see how the penguin slide is done live and in living color. And there's only one person can really teach me how to do this penguin slide, and I will do it. Well, maybe two. The two individuals that you hear on the track. And I will accept it from the second individual, but this one here will be the one that I will say, okay, this is gospel. This is the penguin slide. Ladies and gentlemen, I present to you none other. No stranger to the night shift. She came on once before, that means she's no family. Ladies and gentlemen, I present to you family member Judith Falloon Reed.
Sir Kevin. Nice to be in the stew pot, man.
Welcome back. I can't
thank
say
you,
Auntie Judy.
Lord, please don't do that. I'm in Jamaica and I'm tired of people calling me Sister Judy and Auntie Judy and all kind of stuff in front of my name.
I love it. How have you been?
Man, I'm overwhelmed. I think that is the only word I can come up with. I'm exhausted, but overwhelmed. Been down here in Jamaica for 3 weeks now. Did the launch of the exhibition and everything, and students, and been all over the island with it. Still have a lot more to do, but on this trip, I'm pretty much done now, and it has just been phenomenal, the response to the exhibit, to the books, to everything, the whole thing. So I'm tired.
Of course.
And battling something.
Right. Just make sure it's not that thing.
No, sir, that thing don't reach Jamaica. It's in Florida, though, so I don't know if I come on.
Yes, Tampa. Tampa has two
Orlando,
cases so. That they're waiting to confirm. That
Orlando,
was this. Well, that was last early this morning news. I didn't catch the Orlando part. It is coming further and further south, and I really don't want it passing central Florida, but it is difficult for that to happen. But that is for another show.
Mm-hmm.
I just had the flyer up. Of the book launch, not the book launch, but the exhibit launch, as it was in Jamaica on the 12th of February. Now, you said it has been overwhelming.
Yes, it has. When we launched on the 12th of February, we had a full house, people standing room only. We had Irish Times came down and they streamed it live with a few hundred people watching.
Yes.
We had, it was just overwhelming. People were just totally blown away. Mm-hmm. And I'll be honest with you, Kevin, I expected people to be blown away. I really put a lot of time, effort and money and everything into making it a good exhibit.
Right.
But I guess it was bigger than I even expected it to be. And then the following day, we had student day, and we had almost 300 students who came through the National Library of Jamaica. And that was just a wow day. That was nothing short of a wow day. We were supposed to have two different sets of students. We ended up with four and full house with every one of them. And it was just so inspiring to see these students, primary and high, sitting down, glued to the movie, asking the questions, responding to the questions, really learning and getting into a different kind of learning and talking about climate change.
Well, you have to remember when you mentioned primary school that in America they don't really know about primary school.
Sorry, elementary.
Right.
Yeah, I kind of switch depending on where I am. My brain just automatically switches.
Right. And, you know, when I talk about Jamaica, I tell them, you know, when I was in primary school and they're like, which school is
that? What is that?
Yeah, so I kind of have to break it down. So I have to kind of remind you that some of our listeners, but anybody that really knows Jamaica knows how the school system is set up.
And pretty much any British, former British colony.
Right.
Or Commonwealth colony would know what primary is. But it's elementary school.
Yeah, basically.
And, elementary Watson.
Yeah, there you go, Sherlock. So, now, this exhibit, and I know we just jumped into it and started talking about the exhibit, and there are some people that are going, all right, I see the flyer and it says, Awe-Inspiring Antarctica. What is this exhibit? What is it? So, bring those who are not familiar yet with the Awe-Inspiring Antarctica experience.
Sure.
Just kind of get them over you.
In 2007, I went to Antarctica. I hold the distinction so far of being the first Jamaican woman on record, and I like to say on record because we have done a search and we haven't found anybody else who went before me to go to Antarctica. We found those who have gone after me. But in 2007, I went to Antarctica, and it was an overwhelming experience. I took a whole lot of photos. I took video footage. And for those who don't know, I'm a writer.
Right.
And I've written everything from newspaper to travel writing to blogs to novels and self-help books and now children's books.
And so, the Penguin Slide.
And Penguin Slide. And that's not even the first song I write. That's the weird thing. But
right.
I've written jingles and stuff like that too. So I came back in 2007 totally wowed by the role Antarctica plays in our entire climate system in the world, the entire world. Because 80% of the water in the planet is locked up in ice in Antarctica.
Right.
And so it affects all of us when that melts. Anyway, for years I've had this thing where I wanted to do a book. And I kind of did a small book one time, but I wasn't happy with it. I wanted to do a book, and it started out with me just wanting to do a book. And then I looked at my spectacular photos and I was like, well, I could do a book and a photo exhibit. And that was the idea. But I got caught up writing films and doing other books. And then it kind of morphed into, oh, I have this great footage. You know, this was before HD and 4K and all of that. It's standard definition footage. But I have all this great footage that I took while I was down there with the wildlife and just, you know, what I saw. I thought, okay, so maybe I'll do a little film as well. And that kind of morphed, so it now morphed into a book, a coffee table book, a photo exhibit, and a film. And one morning I was pulling into church and I was like, oh, I should do a children's book, you know.
There you go.
so that the children, young children too, can appreciate the photographs. Because I have this belief that, you know, I love cartoons and I love illustrated books for children, but I also feel they need to see real photos and start at a young age to appreciate real photos. And so I created this character called Pedro the Penguin, who then takes the kids on my journey, but of course at a children's level, with some of the same photographs. So it became now two books, a coffee table book, a children's book, the film, which is a 16-minute film, which also touches on climate change.
Right.
And the photo exhibit and the talk. And so it is actually now all together one thing, which is called the Awe-Inspiring Antarctica, a Jamaican on Ice experience. So it's an exhibition, but it's an experience.
Right.
And you can buy the books, you can buy photos, or you can just come and look and just be a part of the experience, watch the film, ask questions, learn. It's extremely educational. And it's a lot of fun because after we was done with all of that, a young lady from the National Library of Jamaica, when we were presenting it and showing what we wanted to do there, she said, but you have everything, now you need song. And I said, song? Mm-hmm. You're not writing a song, man. We're not writing no song. And I have time for no song. Well, the next thing you knew, I wrote the song.
There you go.
And I called Malachi Smith and I'm like, Malachi, they have this song. You want cup, you want rope in. And Malachi was here. Yeah, man. Me in of that, you know.
And
Malachi,
there you have Pedro.
And now we have the penguin slide. And then my husband, my dear husband, said, but we have to have dance. And so he came up with the dance.
There you go.
So that's what that whole and awe-inspiring Antarctica experience is about.
So while you're doing the because, well, you have more exhibits to do in Jamaica.
I'm actually done with Jamaica for now. Want to come back to do some work with the libraries and the schools later on in the year.
Oh, so today's was the last one you did in Jamaica?
Yesterday was the last one I did at Book of
Yesterday, Fear, yeah.
In Kingston.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it was really good, really well received.
Yeah, my days roll into one, you know, they roll into each other.
Me too, my dear. Me too.
Because I know I remember sharing it on social media.
Yeah, so my next step is coming back to Florida, where I already have two exhibitions planned.
Right. And let me go ahead and put up the slide for that. Sunday, March 22nd.
Yes. Sunday, March 22nd in South Florida. And, I mean, it's an open public event. I'm inviting people to just come and share and, you know, just be a part of this great experience and come by the book, of course.
Right.
But, come and be a part of this really great it's such a unique experience.
Now, the whole putting together of this inspiring experience, so that people have a better appreciation of what it is. How long did it take you to put the parts together to say, you know what, this is going to be this? And as you have experienced it thus far, has it been what you envisioned?
It has actually been more than I envisioned. It took me about a year, in all honesty, to put all the pieces together.
Mm.
A full year of working on, I mean, the concept, I knew what the concept for the book was, because the book is it's a coffee table book. But while I was in Antarctica, I was writing a blog and sending that blog back to my friends.
Right.
And that blog became a travel article in a magazine, a national magazine in the US, where I got the cover shot and I had a 4-page article in there. And nice. So I knew that I was going to take my blog and turn into this coffee table book. So the coffee table book has my blog in it and pictures. So that part was already formulated. It was pulling everything else together. That kind of took a whole year. I had the book in my head. My brother, Lyndon, worked on the graphics mm-hmm. of that. But just choosing the right photos, getting them the right size, getting them the right medium, trying them as matte, trying them as a gloss, different frames, different whether to matte it or not to matte it. You know, it took a whole year getting the video, getting the movie done. My husband, for those who don't know, is that we produce film,
right.
And he's the editor. So he took what was my footage from 12 years ago, which was not, I can honestly say, not the greatest footage on the planet.
Mm-hmm.
Because I back then we didn't have any fancy, the fancy HD, and I didn't have a movie camera with me. It was a regular little video camera I was using.
Yeah.
A camcorder. Thank you very much. Camcorder.
Mm-hmm.
And he worked on that footage and worked on it and worked on it until it really looks good now. You know, he just brought it to life. using the skills he has to make it not make it real. And so that took several months, even though it's a 16-minute movie.
Yeah. Listen.
Yeah.
Those who do not understand what it takes to put a production together will not have an appreciation or love-tion of the work that is put into it. To get to get a 16-minute production like what you have, the understanding that it took months, people are like, why?
Yes.
You know?
It took months. I mean, we have put together full feature films in less time because they were shot on HD.
Right.
And, you know, we had all the bells and whistles. We were producing a film.
Right.
But here is footage that I took, me one, while on a ship, while on a Zodiac boat, bouncing across the water, while walking down a hill, trying to catch the seals before they stop rolling. Me one. So at the end
trying
of it.
Trying to catch
it,
whales
then,
breaking the surface.
Yes. Whales, you know, me one.
Breaching and the surface. Yes.
It was interesting because when I first saw the footage, I was like, oh my, years ago, I was like, I can only show this to my family. You know?
Right.
I can't show this to nobody. But his brilliance really shone, and he was able to, you know, stabilize footage, and he's very meticulous that way. Me, I would have done long time ago. Well, you know what? This is it. This is it. May either not go show it or this is it. But he is fastidious that way.
Yes.
And he wouldn't stop until he got every frame that he could stabilize and, you know, picked the very best pieces of a whole heap of footage to get the right 16 minutes together.
Bless his heart.
Yeah. Yes. And then the children's book. I mean, the children's book. I did the children's book. I did all the graphics on the children's book myself. And that was kind of really cool because I usually do the graphics on my own books, but this was a pictorial, so I'd never done one like that before.
Okay.
And just the months that it took to get it to the printer and then have to get the proof back to make sure it's right. And the time to send that back to, for them to change stuff and have to get back another proof. It is quite a process.
Yeah.
It's quite a process and quite a lot of money.
Now, the children's book, what age did you have in mind to target with that children's book? Up
it's
to what?
Targeted four and up. Four up to, well, now here's a funny thing. one of my friends who is not a child,
child at heart.
She came and that's the book she wanted, the children's book.
So, okay.
So when you said children up to what age? Children up to 62.
Okay, so it is for the child and the child at heart.
Yes, it's for the child and the child at heart. I actually have some video that I haven't even put up on my Facebook page yet because I'm very wary of putting people's children up on social media.
Yes, yes.
But I have a little boy yesterday, 4-year-old, who came and just sat down and just read the whole book for us.
Oh, lovely.
He did the reading and he is 4. So it, but there are sections in there that have fun facts and stuff that even a bright 4-year-old would need, probably need a parent or some adults to help with that section.
Right, right.
So, yeah.
So it's really for, really and truly for everybody. So you have the coffee table
really
book and the children book for everybody.
It really is for everybody. And it's my very first book was sold to my chiropractor's daughter, who loved penguins. And when he heard about it, he was like, I need a book now. I don't care if it's not yet released, you know?
Wow.
And, you know, I must tell you that I'm a bit surprised, but the children's book sell twice as fast as the coffee table book. Even though the coffee table book is the one that has the most, you know, the tons of spectacular pictures, 100 pages of spectacular pictures. But I think people just love the children's book. And in the back, you realize how much of a child everybody is. In the back, I have 2 pages of activities, you know, for the children, you know, fill in the word kind of thing.
Right.
And all the adults love it. They're like, wow, I want one of those, you know. And they're filling in the crossword. And I'm like, my gosh, come on, you can get this without thinking. But people like a good game. And the words of the song is in there. And you can go to the website and the video is up and it's also on YouTube. So you can sing along with the song and the words are in the book.
You can go to which website?
JamaicanOnIce.com.
Now, I don't want you to tell me, if you're going to tell the story while you're there at the exhibit, I don't want you to tell the story now because I want people to show up for the
yes,
event.
So
what inspired you to go on ice? The short version.
The short version is actually very simple. I was the marketing director for a cruise line, a small cruise line that did these very out of the way kind of places, and they went to Antarctica.
Okay.
And for years I wrote about it from, you know, pictures and other people's experience, and I just really wanted to go. So I kind of engineered a press trip and there I went.
There you go. Now you tell the story at the exhibit, right?
Yes, I do.
So,
and a lot more. I tell a lot more about what I saw, some very interesting things about being that far south.
Yeah.
That we don't see here.
Because even getting there
was interesting.
The journey there is a journey in and of itself. You could have done.
Yeah.
So I don't know if you actually did, but I might be giving you an idea, and if I am, I just want a small mention.
Okay.
Did you also put together, or is it a part of the awe-inspiring Antarctica experience, the journey to Antarctica, leaving from...
Yes.
And
sorry about that.
Okay.
Hello?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, I dropped my device.
That's not allowed.
Yes, it's actually in there because I left from Fort Lauderdale, went to Buenos Aires. I spent 5 nights in Buenos Aires.
Yes.
So I also have fabulous images from there. And my blog actually begins with me landing in Buenos Aires.
Mm.
So in the coffee table book, there is all that information from I land in Buenos Aires to when I get back home, which takes you through Buenos Aires to Ushuaia, which is the southernmost city in Argentina, which is where that's a jump off point to get across to get across the Drake Passage, across the Drake Passage to Antarctica, the various landings we did in Antarctica, and then back across the Drake Passage to Punta Arenas in Chile.
Mm.
And from Punta Arenas back home.
But Judith, you kind of rolled the R with a little bit of experience there.
Oh, I speak Spanglish, man. I speak Spanglish. What's wrong with you?
Jeez.
I speak Spanglish. Oh, it's a weird, weird, weird thing about me. If you ask me to speak Spanish, no, I can't speak it. But the minute I landed in Costa Rica, the minute I landed in Buenos Aires, I needed to get to where I needed to get to.
Right.
All the Spanish in the world rushed back. As a matter of fact, for the 5 days I was in Buenos Aires, I was the translator for the group that I took.
No, that's serious.
Nobody spoke any Spanish.
So how do you do Patois and Spanish together?
Easy, man. That makes me I'm now trilingual. Walk around people that speak 3 very fluent, speak 2 fluent and 1 so-so.
You get my
language. Because I don't care what they say, Pato is a language.
That is the combination I'm really interested in, you know. Because I don't do Spanish very well, and I've heard people. I heard a lady last week talking to someone, and the person is Hispanic, So they were speaking in Spanish, and she was trying to tell them, okay, one moment, let me get somebody who can translate. And she's saying, one momento. And I almost died.
That's funny, because like almost everybody knows Uno.
Right.
Like everybody in the world knows Uno, man. Come on. It's even a game. How can you forget Uno?
Exactly. So when she said one momento.
That, one momento.
So it really been interesting, because people mix the English and the Spanish. So you get the Spanglish.
Yeah, that's Spanglish. I speak Spanglish.
And the Spanish. I don't know what to call that.
Spanois?
It really and truly it is. But yeah. Patois does have a little bit more touches to it.
Oh, Patois is fantastic, man. Patois is the best language ever. We have some best words ever in Patois.
Yeah, maybe I should. Have you done something on Patois? Because, you know, you've been writing so many things. And
well, I write in Patois.
Yeah, but have you written about Patois?
Mm. I wouldn't even know what to write about it. I think Miss Lou did a really great job
Yes.
of teaching us about it and telling us about the origins.
Yes.
And so I just write in it because I like it. And it's my first language. I speak it fluently. I speak it frequently. And I speak it without apology.
There you go. Someone.
Because it's my first language.
Oh, I must mention to my guests, do remember you can jump into the stew pot. And mingle with us. So it's where we keep things bubbling. Others call it a chat room, but we're very fancy over here. We call it the stew pot. So do come mingle with us. You can call, you can text. If you would like to say hi to Judith, you want to ask her a question, you want to know something about this inspiring experience that we haven't yet touched on, or we might be coming close to the end of the show and you didn't hear something, call, text, jump in the stew pot, comment. Somebody in the chat room saying, in the stew pot saying, bones in the nose. Buenas noches to you.
Buenas noches. ¿Cómo está?
See, you got into all of these things. Now, I hope they can respond, you know, because they start typing in Spanish. I hope they know to respond to the rest of it.
You know, it's funny when that happens. I actually am unfortunately not able to log into the stew pot because Flo is giving me a hard time, and it seems to be I either can talk to you or I can log in.
It's all right.
So
Don't worry about it.
I can't respond directly. But it's a very interesting thing about languages. Yeah.
Yes.
I love languages though.
Yeah. So they're saying, yes, trilingual.
Yeah man, definitely. It's always funny when you say something to somebody in another language and they think that you can speak their language and they just go
blah, 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 and that's that. Yes.
It's totally lost.
They say estoy bien. So it's really funny because I once was a part of a praise and worship team in a Spanish church.
Oh wow. did you know what you were singing? Or did you just know the words?
Listen, when I tell you about an experience, so here's the spotter going off, you know, typing fluently. Habla español muy bueno. Hey, I'm going to listen. Please,
hablo un poquito. Time.
take your time.
Muy bueno. It's time to go to poquito.
Right. You know, the here's where you get into the Spanois. Take your time.
Take your time. Yeah, that's a word you need to learn. You have to learn that word.
Which one?
You know, the word for speak slowly.
Yes.
So that people can understand that they need to slow down.
Yes.
Yeah. Or just start screaming, no entiende.
Right? No comprendo.
Which means I don't understand. Yeah. And then they'll just... what do you know? I'm actually in.
Look at you. Entiendo mucho también. Yes. You know, all these people... Listen, please, take time with the Spanish in the pot. flavoring up the stew pot. I love it. So, we're all in Jamaica. You started in Kingston, correct?
Yes. Yes.
And how long did you stay in Kingston, and then where did you go after that?
Well, I've been jumping around. So I was in Kingston on the 12th. Mm-hmm. That was the official launch at the National Library of Jamaica. And big up to the National Library of Jamaica.
Yes.
And their team. Oh, my goodness. Professional, all in, amazing team at the National Library of Jamaica. And I have to big them up. So that was the 12th. And then on the 13th, I was at the National Library again with the students. Now, what happened is that there's a portion of the exhibit, the large exhibit, mm-hmm. that is still at the National Library that doesn't travel with me.
Mm.
I have duplicates of those pieces that travel with me. So there, if you go to the National Library of Jamaica on E Street right now, you can still see, I think it's up for maybe another week or another few days, or this week, you can still see big portions of the exhibit that's still there. And then I traveled with the rest of it. So from there, I was at Book Ophelia reading for the children on the 15th, which is in Kingston, Book Ophelia bookstore in Kingston, which was, that was fun. And the kids dancing all over the place with Penguin Slide. I had about 8 children who ran me more ragged than the 300 children at the National Library of Jamaica. They were the most energetic 3 children I'd ever met in my life. And then from there, that same week, I was in Ocherios, did an exhibit in Ocherios at the Umpire restaurant at Mystic Ridge. That was fun. Had a nice turnout for that. On the 23rd, I was at IRITS in Montego Bay. IRITS is this wonderful event that's put on by the Rastafarian Indigenous Village.
Mm.
If you've never been, when you come to Jamaica, you have to check it out. It's in Montego Bay. It's a living, working Rastafarian village, beautiful place, great food, vegetarian food, of course. And they had Luciana performing, and I had the whole museum to myself to put up the entire exhibit. So if people want to check me out on Facebook, they can see pictures from all of that. Judy, the writer. And from after that, I was back in Kingston. I was here in Ocherios. I'm actually in Ocherios right now. And I brought the exhibit to my church, to the youth group.
Mm.
And that was fun. That was great on Friday. We just had an evening where I brought it into the church and the youth were out. And I was really impressed because it rained like trouble. And I thought, well, nobody's going to come. You know, it's Jamaica. We don't go nowhere when it rains.
When it rains, yes. Not even to work.
But no, but they came out. They came out. They had a great time. They danced the Penguin Slide. They played it like 3 times and just had such a good time. And then yesterday I was at Book Ophelia. So I've been up and down and all about the place. All about the place. And as I say, I'm battling something. In all of that, I think I kind of ran myself into the ground. And then I come back to Florida. And on the 15th of March, I'm actually in Palm Bay.
Mm.
I'm in Palm Bay at Bacasco, which is the Brevard Caribbean Association.
Okay.
And they invited me up to be a special event for International Women's Month.
Oh, nice. Oh, yes, it is Women's Month.
Yes. So I'm bringing it there. And then on the 22nd, I'm in South Florida, Chateau Mar Golf Resort, 5 to 8 p.m.
Right.
And that's going to be another great event right there in Lauderhill.
And this is the this will be the launch, the U.S. launch of the exhibit?
The official U.S. launch of the exhibit, yes. Because after that, barring that thing which we shall not name, I'm already booked to be in L.A., I'm booked to be in Chicago, I'm supposed to be going to Toronto. So barring anything from that thing which shall not be named,
yes,
I already have several places in the U.S. I have Nassau. I'm supposed to be in Nassau on the 23rd of April. With it at the National Gallery of the Bahamas.
Nice.
Yes, but I really want people to come out and see the exhibit and just be a part of this, what is really a historic thing. I'm thrilled to be the first woman, first Jamaican woman on record to have gone to Antarctica.
And I'm thrilled to have to know the first Jamaican woman on record to visit Antarctica, to set foot on Antarctica.
Yes.
That must have been a mind-blowing, apart from being mind-numbing cold, but a mind-blowing experience.
It was. It wasn't even mind-numbing, though. It wasn't even cold, though, you know. Because it wasn't that cold, let me put it that way. Because I went in what is actually the summer. Mm-hmm. And the summer runs from about mid to late November until February, mid to late February, depending on whether you have a good year or a bad year. Right. And I went in February. So that particular week, it was in the high 30s and low 40s. And that particular week, Georgia was in the 20s. Wow. And North Florida was in the 30s. And very cold and dark. And we were in sunshine and 30s and 40s. And I, you know, I was sending back to my friends and saying, come on down. It's nice and sunny down here.
You see, that is how the fight started. That right there.
as Paul Keynes Douglas would say, that is how trouble does start. That is how trouble does start. But it was really honestly mind-blowing. Honestly mind-blowing. I can think of only a couple of other experiences I've had in my lifetime that I would call mind-blowings. Reading in Harlem was mind-blowing for me. Standing in Harlem and reading at the Harlem Book Fair, in place where Langston Hughes and Marcus Garvey and all these great men and women, you know, Nikki Giovanni, all these great men and women read and spoke and all of that. That was mind-blowing for me. But stepping foot on Antarctica as a black woman, a black Jamaican woman, who was the only black person on the ship, the only black person that had probably ever been on that ship.
Wow.
Going in that direction was just, and also going as the leader of a team.
Yeah.
Was pretty mind-blowing when I set foot on that ice that first day. And just the penguins around me, you know, you see penguins in zoo.
Right.
But you come from Jamaica and you see penguin in zoo and on TV.
Or if you to be there, visit certain places, yeah.
Yeah, and to be a part of it was truly, truly mind-blowing.
Jeez. You know, just I saw some of the pictures that you've put up on social media. And hearing you talk about it, it gives me this warm, fuzzy, cold bump all over feeling that it's just, you can't really contain yourself, but you want to hug yourself and rock.
You know? You want to just wait. It for me, it was the first morning when I woke up and I look outside. The window, I had some fancy cabin because of my position with the cruise line.
Right.
And I had like these big picture windows all around my cabin. And when I didn't pull the drapes. So when I woke up the morning and I looked out and I saw this magnificence, the only thing I could say is, my God, you are an amazing God.
Mm.
You know, the magnificence, the majesty all around. This did not just spring up out of nowhere.
Right.
This is designed. This is a master painter, a master craftsman, master artist who created it.
Right.
Because it's not the pretty green hills that we're used to, and I love pretty green hills.
South Floridians don't know what you're talking about when you say that.
Yeah, it's
South Floridians don't know what you're talking about. Is it pretty green hills? What's that?
The pretty green hills of Jamaica. The pretty green hills of Costa Rica. The pretty green hills of Washington State. Of Georgia State. Of just about any other state.
Right.
Right. So, yeah, just it's not that which we've seen over and over again. It's an amazing, remarkable scenery of dark, dark black mountains with white across it in just the most interesting looking scenery you've ever seen. And ice floating around you. And wildlife on the ice floating around you.
Jeez. Yeah.
Pretty spectacular.
That's the kind of experience I want to have. That right there.
Yes. Very spectacular. Somebody asked me yesterday why I went. I said, because anybody can go to Greece.
Well, there you go.
And she said, I want to go to Greece. I said, I want to go to Greece too, but anybody can go to Greece.
You know, I see myself on an excursion like this. I can't say it's the near future, but I see myself on an excursion.
And it's a good thing to see yourself on. Yeah. Yeah.
Because I've heard some of the things that you've said about it. And I encourage those who will be around any of the exhibits that you're going to be at, any other places that you're going to be exhibiting, to show up and ask some of the questions that they don't get answered in the presentation. I could ask you to share a lot of things, but I need people to come out and
experience it. Watch
the documentary. Flip through the pages of the books. Take a few books with you. We needed to take some books with you.
You know, interestingly, as you talk about take a few books with you, and I know we don't have too much time left, but one of the things that did come out of this is we have founded, my husband and I have founded a company called Travel to Educate. And it has come out of this because of the overwhelming reaction of the educators and the students who have seen the exhibit and have seen the film. And what we want to do is, or what we're going to be doing is, each year, because we travel a lot, each year is we would bring some form of an exhibit to Jamaica to take around the island to educate children on different things.
Nice. So those who can't get to go, it comes to them.
It comes to them. And what was pretty interesting was that for the students, it wasn't about seeing icebergs. They've seen them before. It was about seeing one of their own.
Yes.
A Jamaican. Showing them that this is not limited to some guy on National Geographic.
Right.
You know, this is something you can do. This is something I did. And we had one little 10-year-old girl who really inspired this whole Travel to Educate for me. She came up to me and she said, Miss, when you were my age, did you dream of traveling? And I said, yes, because I've always been a reader. And I used to read all these National Geographic things and just think, boy, I want to see these things.
Right.
And she said, you know, Miss, I want to travel and I dream of traveling. But I never, ever thought that it would be something that I would be able to do. And I'm glad my teacher brought me, because you have shown me that it is something that I can do, that it is a dream that is worth pursuing, and it is a dream that can come true.
Yeah.
And that meant the world to me. So one of the things we're going to be asking people who come or whatever is to buy a book to deliver to a school. Write the name of the school you want to deliver it to. Because the schools, you know, want copies.
Right.
And the ministry down here don't have money to buy copies. So I'm going to do discounted copies for schools. So if you want to buy a book for your primary school that you used to go to, or your high school or your basic school or whatever, to make sure they have copies in their library, then those copies would be discounted and you write in the book which library you wanted to go to, which school you wanted to go to. And when we come, we bring them down to Jamaica and deliver them to the schools.
I'm going to extend that challenge just a little bit and say, anybody that is listening to this broadcast, whether live or recorded, anywhere in the world that you are, buy a book. Contact Judith. Go to... They're available on the Jamaican Woman on Ice website.
Yeah, Jamaican on Ice.
Jamaican on Ice.com. So it's Jamaican on ice. That I should put it in the pot.
Yes, and also from my Facebook page, Judy the Writer.
Because anybody anywhere in the world can go and buy this book and just say that that is where you want it to go. You don't even have to be Jamaican. Yeah. You don't have to know. You just one book. If you want to buy more, buy more. Buy one for yourself and one for the school. Yes. Here it is. Well, one of the potters already committing to buy a book. Thank you very much.
Oh, brilliant. Thank you very much.
Truly appreciate it.
Thank you. I'm trying to put the it in here.
I'm putting it.
Oh, okay.
Jamaican on ice.
onice.com. And if you just say where you want the, you know, which school you want the book to be delivered to, then we'll deliver the book to that school.
Look, we put it in there at the same time. If that was you.
That was me.
Oh, look at that. That's it. Exactly the same time. Exactly the same time. Fools seldom differ indeed. And great minds think alike.
Yeah, and great minds think alike. Great minds think alike. SB173, thank you very much. You're in Pompano.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Potter. The SB stands for Stew Potter. You know, I see I got fancy with it. Mm.
Oh, beg your pardon. Oh, sorry. Yes.
So, Potter173. Big ups. Thank you very much.
But also, you know, come and look at the exhibit, please, Mr. Potter 173 or Miss Potter 173.
Yes.
Please come to the event. It's open to everybody.
Right.
I have a little refreshment, but please come. Bring the kids, everybody will enjoy it.
How much are the books selling for? Or you want people to just visit the site so they can find out?
No, man. The children's book is $20.
Mm-hmm.
And the coffee table book is $35.
Okay.
Yeah. And it's hardcover. It's a hardcover 100-page coffee table book with spectacular photos and writing. And then the children's book is $20.
No. Well, 173 will be there with bells on. So that ringing that you will hear will be 173.
All right. I really look forward to it. And Kevin, I know you're going to be there because you're hosting for me.
Oh, well, that would mean I have no choice.
Yes.
And
yes.
I thank you for the honor of doing such.
Well, thank you for agreeing to do it.
Yes.
Forward to it.
I would really love to travel to all the locations with you but I know you can't pack me in the suitcase, so
Well, we can try.
And you know, I'm willing to try anything at least once.
I have this really, really big pelican case that has the big pieces in it. I'm very sure a body can fit in there.
Well, there you go. We have a plan.
Yes.
So, this exhibit on the 22nd. Now, if people want to go up to Brevard County, though, on the 15th.
Yes, it's let me see if I can put it in there. It's the 15th. It's at Bacasca, and all Caribbean people in Brevard County know where Bacasca is. But okay. It's Harris Avenue, right off Palm Bay Road. And it's on Saturday the 15th from 4 to 7. BCASCA, Bacasca, which stands for Brevard Caribbean American Sports and Cultural Association. So let me...
Will that be on your social media pages also?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. And there's also an invitation on there as well. But follow me, you know, join me on social media. On Instagram, I'm Barefoot Island Girl, JA.
Mm-hmm.
On Facebook, you can look for me by name, but the page that really is about my writing is Judith, J-U-D-I, the writer, T-H-E. Writer, or Judith E. Writer is what I realized it actually says after a while. Somebody pointed that out.
Hmm.
Yes.
Was that you're doing?
No. No. No, it was supposed to be Judy the writer, but somehow it ended up as Judy the writer.
That's amazing.
But if they're in Brevard or Orlando, Orlando's just a short hop away from Palm Bay. Come on over to Palm Bay on the 15th. Pacasco. 2174 Harris Avenue. Right off Palm Bay Road.
Excellent. I see you put it there in the pot. Yeah. Thank you very much. So you see, these are the things, you know, I ask you because I'd like to share it out also on my social media pages. So those who are up that side are those who are adventurous and just feel like jumping in the vehicles and taking a drive. They can just go and check it out, and then they can have the experience more than once. They can go to that, and then they can show up at Chateau Mar on the 22nd.
Well, I can honestly tell you that I've had people who have come to more than one. Because the first time they came, you know, they were either looking at photos while something else was going on, or they didn't get to ask a question or something. So I've actually had people come to more than one. So you're always welcome. To more than one.
I don't see why they wouldn't go to more than one. Because this is like the kind of thing that you like. Well, for me, I would sit there. I remember when I was a child and we got the whole set of the lexicon encyclopedias.
Oh yeah, I remember those days.
Yeah, so this is pre Google, if anybody can fathom that.
Encyclopedia. Yeah, and encyclopedia, man.
I would go through that encyclopedia, and I remember looking at sharks, and I sat there with that encyclopedia looking at the different types of sharks, the sizes, the aggression levels, the, you name it, what they like to eat, the ones that can go from fresh seawater to freshwater, that, you name it. And I would, day in, day out, for about a week, I was just looking at sharks in this encyclopedia. So that is the kind of thing that would have me just sitting there, just caught up in placing myself in that image, placing myself in the words jumping out of the page, just living the words. I can see that happening for me. So if anybody is out there that is like me, they'd probably want to go to a few of these exhibits.
Yeah, I was like that. I was an encyclopedia hound. I had a thirst and a love for just knowledge. And, you know, if it was some, I have so much trivia inside my head, nothing new can fit.
But, you know, the funny
and,
thing
about I always loved that kind of stuff, just trivia and just knowing stuff for knowing's sake.
Yeah. But you
just
know,
knowing things to know it.
The funny thing, I was never a reader.
Oh no, I was a reader.
I did not like to read. But those who know me now would say, but Stu, isn't that just about all you do?
Oh, I love reading. I love reading, and even now, I prefer to read the news than to watch it.
Yeah.
I much prefer to read the news than watch it. So I tend to read the news. I stopped watching the news like 3 years ago. We won't get into the political reasons why.
Right.
But
right.
I stopped watching the news, and I only read it now because then I can select what I want to read. But when you read the news, you get so much more information than that 5 minute, 3 minute clip that they give you.
Right.
So I avid reader, love reading.
Yeah.
And I just love knowing stuff for the sake of knowing it.
Listen, I have been referred to as a bevy of useless knowledge at one point.
I am definitely that.
And that's a scary thing. I'm thinking that you have a lot more useless knowledge than I do. And
I probably do.
I don't know if I should be envious or proud. I don't know. I'm confused.
Well, let's put it this way. I'm older than you, so let's use that as the reason.
Okay. I'll go with it.
I still have every Sesame Street song and every Electric Company song inside my head.
you see, now that is what is considered to be a problem.
I tell people my hard drive is full and I have no more space, so which is why I use paper now to read things, because I can't remember any of them because my hard drive full and I can't, if the hard drive damaged and I can't erase anything. Yeah, I still have, like, I have stuff from my childhood. I have my very first poem I ever wrote. They're all stuck in my head.
Oh, no.
Mm-mm. Yes.
No. No.
Oh, yes. It's scary in
I
there.
Can't. The only thing I really and truly remember from my childhood, it would probably be my ABCs.
Oh, no. Oh, no. I remember the entire Death of the Congo by Vasha Lindsay.
I remember, I remember C-Spot Run. And that's about all.
Run Spot Run is the next, was the next one.
Oh, well, you got me there.
Yeah, it's pretty sad. It's a little pathetic.
Wow. But you see, these, and I kind of go off on this tangent so that people can understand a little bit more about who Judith is and what comes out in Judith's writings and things that you would put together. For those who missed your first time being on the show, Judith will take you to places in ways that you could never imagine. And this is what Inspiring Antarctica is. A lot of people talk about the Arctic, but not as many people talk about the Antarctic.
Yeah. The Arctic is more normal to go to. And I really do want to go to the Arctic Circle. The Aurora Borealis is very high on my list.
Mm.
Very yes. high. I actually would love to drive Alaska.
Really?
Yeah, I'd love to drive it. I've actually looked at the routing and everything. But there's too much of it that's kind of inaccessible. So you have to kind of drive to certain points and then you won't be able to drive beyond that point unless you have, you know, one of those ice road truckers have a rigs.
Right.
But yeah, I would love to be able to do that. But the Aurora Borealis is on my list. It's very high on my list.
So can we then say we're going to look for an inspiring Aurora Borealis?
It may not name that, but yes, at some point, if God spare life, as we like to say, if God spare life and give me strength, that's definitely on my list.
Yes, I know the good Lord will so bless us.
Yes.
That you will
many,
go.
There are too many magnificent things in this world to see and do for us to not do them, is the way I see it. And part of what this entire sharing of this experience is about is just inspiring people to come out of your comfort zone and go see the world. You know, there's a lot of horror going on in the world, and I won't pretend there isn't. But yes, there's still also a lot of good and a lot of beauty. And if you feed yourself a steady diet of just the horrible things, then you really waste a lifetime.
Right.
You know, you waste a lifetime not seeing all that beauty and just experiences, because you really only have one. Well, I only have one life on this earth that I am aware of.
Mm-hmm.
And I live my life by I have two mantras, and I live my life by those two things. One is, to whom much is given, much is required.
Mm-hmm.
And that's from the Bible. Yeah. And the other one was from Dr. Miles Monroe, who said that when he leaves, and he left, when God takes him, he wants to go back empty, having done everything, given everything, and just exhausted all his possibilities.
Right.
And I think God would have given him that desire. And, you know, when he took him, maybe that was, he had exhausted it. But I live my life by those two things, obviously by my Christian principles of love but by those two things. They drive me to do and to see and to be more. Because you can't, in heaven there is no beer. That's why we drink it here. Right.
Right.
Yeah. This earth, the beauty of this particular earth is not wherever we're going after here. So we should enjoy it. We should go out and see it and enjoy it and become and take care of it. And that's another part of the whole message of the exhibit.
Right.
Is the climate change issues and us taking care of this one planet that we have.
So we get the experience of the trip, we get the knowledge of what is happening around mm-hmm. and in our planet and with our planet yeah. and how we are contributing to it.
Yes. Yes. And just inspire some thought. I just really want to provoke thought. Okay, what can I do?
Yes.
I had one little kid ask me, but miss, what can I do? I'm in Jamaica. I'm just one little kid in Jamaica. What can I do? And another kid answered and said, what can you do? You can start, and we went through the whole recycle, reuse, and just different things that we talked about. I opened their eyes to things like the plastic island floating out in the Pacific because we keep throwing plastic down another gully.
Yes.
And they couldn't understand how them throwing plastic in the gully in Jamaica could possibly affect what is happening in the Pacific.
But I learned recently that there's also a stretch in the Caribbean that
yes,
is plastic.
Yes, growing in Belize, outside of Belize.
Yes.
Yes. So it's just really a time to share and to get people to start thinking about what it is I am doing.
Mm-hmm.
And how do I help to reverse? How do I help to fix? How do I help to stem the tide of what's happening to this planet?
Right. Well, I am looking forward to this experience, this exhibit coming to South Florida. Not just because I get to play host, but to be a part of the experience. I'm truly looking forward to it. And I'm extremely grateful that you decided to do this. Because it has given inspiration to many a child in Jamaica.
Mm-hmm.
And as a Jamaican child myself, I know what it is to have those hopes and those dreams. And
yes,
that is an awesome, awesome, awesome thing. And I thank you, thank you, thank you for doing it.
Thank you.
I thank those who are a part of your team in making it happen. Because you didn't work alone.
No, not at all. Not at all, not at all, not at all. I couldn't have done it without my fearless husband, who is Michael Brown, who is always and forever blowing more wind underneath my wings to lift me higher. My brother, Al Brian, who also is constantly blowing wind under my wings. And my kids, my family, I have a whole slew of friends and supporters. My entire Jamaica Youth for Christ family who just... Here in Jamaica, they were just everywhere doing everything. And so I have this blessing, which is a group of people who just lift me up all the time.
Yeah.
And are always there for me.
The village.
Friends and family. Yes. I truly have a village. Mm-hmm. I truly have a village. And I'm grateful for that village because there's absolutely no way that I could do this alone. Just the setup and the breakdown of each exhibit.
Yeah.
It is quite a bit.
Right.
And I couldn't do it alone. So I'm really grateful for my cousin Andrea and my husband and all these people who just rally around Andrew and just get it done.
Well, I'm grateful for them too. And anybody who gets to be a part of this experience, you will also be grateful. And
yes, so come on out.
It would be remiss of me to even let you go and not say, big up, Mr. Brown.
He is listening and he just did a thumbs up.
Oh, I missed that.
No, I don't think he put it on the chat.
Okay.
He showed it to me.
Oh, yes.
And I'm telling you.
Okay. Yeah, but you know, so I'm actually going to let you go get some rest, because this would probably be the first time in 3 weeks that you're going to actually get a small rest.
Yes, and I have to go down tomorrow for some meetings. So,
so much for the rest.
To get the ball rolling. Yeah, to get the ball rolling on the travel to educate.
Yeah, we're gonna have to talk some more about that.
Yes. All right.
Because
and I'm going to officially launch it at the launch in South Florida too. So
lovely.
You'll be able to really truly know more about it there.
Yeah. Excellent.
All right, Kevin. Thank you so much. It was fun as always. Love being in the stew pot.
Thank you very much.
The stew pot, man. And to all the stew potters, thank you for joining. Thank you for listening in. And I hope to see you all in Palm Bay or in South Florida, or when I come to LA or when I come to New York. It's all in the works now, providing this C-name virus that we won't talk about behave itself and don't decide to take us over.
Right.
And I bind that in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
All right, Kevin, take care.
You have a great night, Judith. Get some rest. And we'll talk.
Blessings.
All right,
bye.
Hey, Judy, you ready?
Yeah, man, Pedro, where are we going?
A cold, cold place.
Oh, me ready, you ready?
Grab your jacket and let's go.
Jamaica go everywhere. That you should know, from the heat of the equator to the land down below. Hop aboard a plane and here we go to the white continent, the land of ice and snow.
Where the penguins play and the seal them stray, the icebergs tall and the snow will fall. Where the whale them meet for the krill them eat, the ice floats by and the mountain high. Down in Antarctica, down in Antarctica, down in Antarctica, down in Antarctica. The southern sea is where you'll find me when the austral summer makes everything warmer. But at 40 degrees it's too cold, you see. I can't feel my toes or the fingers on my hand, 'cause I'm from a hot place, I'm Jamaican. Where the penguins play and the seal them stray, the icebergs tall and the snow will fall. Where the whale them eat for the krill them eat, the ice floats by and the mountain high. Down in Antarctica.
The sound of Judy.
Down in Antarctica.
Pedro.
Down in Antarctica.
AKA.
Down
Judy and Malachi.
Penguin slide,
into
the penguin slide.
It's called the penguin slide.
Do the penguin slide. Let's do the penguin slide. Let's do the penguin slide. Where the penguins play and the seal them stray, the icebergs.
Reminding you, in South Florida,
the
do come out Sunday, March 22nd, 5 to 8 p.m. at Chateau Mar Golf Resort. Some may be familiar with it as the Inverary Resort. It's at 3501 Inverary Boulevard in Lauderhill.
What a beautiful place.
Down in Antarctica.
Do remember to go visit the website JamaicanOnIce.com.
Oh my.
Order a book or two.
Down in the-
send it to a school or a few in Jamaica. Because they need it. We're going to take a quick little break. When we come back, we're going to just lounge on out and just roll on out and easy out with some musical therapy and extended musical therapy tonight. Yeah? Cool. We haven't done that in a while. We'll be right back. No, not with that. We'll be right back.
Pulse Media Group, innovative streaming and recording, has done it again. A new way to get your business in full view of your neighborhood consumer through AdShare TV. It's available in your neighborhood today. It's easy. Just call us, 754-999-6020. Become a host today and place a TV monitor in a strategic location so it's easy to see. Get a 1-minute video ad or longer that plays anywhere in our network. Can't be a host? No problem. For a few dollars, we'll run your 30-second video ad. A host can run announcement specials like buy one, get one free, or discount ads. Let's turn your flyers into a 30-second video with music, or a voiceover, or let us create and run your video ad with a spokesperson. Take advantage of our early enrollment discount. Join us today. Your ad will be seen at least 30 times per day in your AdShare TV neighborhood. It's easy. Just call us, 754-999-6020. AdShare TV, part of Pulse Media Group.
The award-winning Palace Peace and Love Academic Scholarship is appealing for your support to help educate one student at a time in Jamaica and the Caribbean.
Palace awarded 492 scholarships and several computers to university and high school students in Jamaica and the Caribbean over the past 7 years, valued at approximately $33 million, $250,000 US.
Importantly, our university graduates to date include 15 medical doctors, 10 lawyers, 6 engineers, and 15 fine arts students. Our goal is to award at least 105 scholarships in 2018.
Please partner with us to make this a reality for those well-deserving, hard-working students by making a tax-deductible donation online at www.palace1.org.
Or send a check to Palace, P.O. Box 5461, Alpharetta, Georgia, 30023 USA. Or telephone 770-744-2154.
Palace, preserving young minds for posterity.
Matthew 28:19 says, "Go ye therefore and teach all nations." With this in mind and encouragement received during a South Florida media conference, The Church Links was birthed. The Church Links is an interdenominational worship service portal for churches, providing the tools to spread the word through technology in a cost-effective way. The Church Links, www.dahchurchlinx.com, your links to worship and praise.
I'm representing for DJ Kevin's too. We're working on the night shift, the night shift radio show. Won't go changing like the weather, just to please the devil never. Will DJ Kevin's too sell his soul? That's a word and honor. It's Christine representing word and honor. Selassie, DJ Kevin Stu.
Consider the ability to share that moment. If you can video it, you can broadcast it. And Pulse eMedia Group has the tools you need. Weddings, birthdays, funerals, graduations, church services, parties, seminars, you name it. Pulse eMedia Group can provide you with a secure medium controlled by you to broadcast your event. Contact us at www.pulseemediagroup.com for more information. Pulse eMedia Group, when being in the moment is priceless.